Hello, moist voicers. Welcome back for another episode. What is this, episode 40? We've done this for 40 weeks in a row.
Damn, that's a lot.
And I've had to look at you, or at least listen to you, for the majority. So that's an accomplishment in its own.
You know what's an accomplishment? The fact that I've been listening to you and watching you for over 5 years now. It's been a long road.
Yeah, I don't see the problem with that.
You wouldn't. It's me looking at you, not the other way around.
I'm a handsome man. Some would agree.
Are we going to get right into this contest right off the jump since we're arguing with who's better looking?
We can bring that up later. I just wanted to make a statement.
Your statement is false, sir.
Speaking of statements, it's illegal to own just one guinea pig in Switzerland. It's considered animal abuse because they're social beings and get lonely. Pigeons can tell the difference between a Picasso and Monet. What? A 1995 study shows that the birds can differentiate between the two artists. Do with that information what you will. The real name for a hashtag is an octothorpe. The octo refers to the 8 points in the symbol, but according to Merriam-Webster's dictionary, the thorpe part is a mystery. The iCurly High School set was also used by Saved by the Bell and That's a Raven, and that's why it looks so familiar. Jason does not, in fact, know what the term good to go means. And that's the news, baby.
You slipped that one in there on me. Okay.
Well, you don't.
I don't. But I did know the octothorpe thing. That's one of those useless fucking fun
skate by this. The voice voicers need to know the context.
You weren't ready, and then I wasn't ready.
I get a text from Jason. 7 minutes go by. 7 minutes. And I come in, he's practically about to fucking scream at me. I use the term almost a hissy fit, and he didn't like that.
No, I don't like that term.
So what happened was he was mad at me because I didn't show up for 7 minutes to do the pre-show. I was in the middle of a game and a conversation. What do you want from me? He was not, in fact, ready and good to go, okay? He was eating. He was shoving broccoli and steak into his face actively as I got in there.
Eating though,
I stated no because you start talking with the food in your mouth one time, and I'm throwing the whole fucking thing out the window.
Right, which I would not do because I do have manners. I don't chew with my mouth closed, or I don't chew with my mouth open, and I also swallow my food before I talk because that's a manners thing, and it's a courtesy and a respect thing, and I get on my kids about it. So you wouldn't have had to worry about that, but I understand your concerns. However, let's just get right to the meat of it. Yeah, I had a dumb moment, and not only was I not hardwired to the internet, I didn't have my power cord plugged into my laptop, so I was double dipping in dumbassery. I like that. I just came up with that on the fly. That's a good word, dumbassery. Double dipping. Bro,
you can't take me anywhere. I've already spilled drink on my shirt. Normally I wear black shirts and you couldn't see it, but here we are.
I mean, if you hadn't said anything, I probably wouldn't have noticed it.
Bro, I looked over and saw it and I was like, fuck me.
You know what? I'll make you feel better though, is that my family and all the females in my family cannot get through a meal without spilling something on their shirts. Fact. 100% fact.
All right, so real quick, before we move too far past you eating steak, let's let's bring up this photo, shall we?
I won't be able to see it, but I know what you're pulling up.
Yeah, I'm trying to see if I can get a good view of it for the moist voicers so they can. This should work. This should be fine. All right, so you won't be able to see it if you're just listening to the app. So then you should go check out YouTube and see the visual. So there are three choices, how you prefer your steak, your toast, and your coffee. Jason's a communist and doesn't drink coffee, but to be honest with you, I get it because coffee sucks. Sue me, okay?
I've agreed to pick one, however.
I don't like the taste of coffee, so that's why for coffee, I go with either E or F. More creamer, please, Totally fucked. Coffee does not taste good. I don't understand why people think it does. For toast, it depends on how I'm feeling, but usually I go either 4 or 5. But either way, I'm putting a bunch of butter on it because, you know, I'm fat. And so here's the hot take, using this word correctly. Steak, I'm going with 5.
Ugh.
I like all of my, you know, meats to be properly cooked and have all of the diseases and whatnot burn the fucking shit out of them. Now, I can eat four. I don't mind it. That's usually my preference. But five, I really like. Now, anything past that, that's when you start chewing on wood chips and no thank you.
As opposed to the leather boot you're chewing on anyway.
Listen, you can fully cook a steak with no red and it still be good.
Oh, God.
You can. Okay. Just because you don't agree with it doesn't mean it's not true.
Oh, no, we're about to full-on argue right now. We're going to argue real hard about this. Anything past three is not a good steak. Four or subjective. Five, you might as well throw that motherfucker away.
Subjective.
And you know what? I respect your choice. I get it. People are paranoid. They want...
It's not paranoia. It's a preference.
No, you feel like it's raw if it's not four or five.
Yeah.
Right. I get that. So my choices for anybody that's still looking at it or has looked at it is one, three, and then we're in agreement on the whole coffee thing. I'll go with E or F. Hopefully it's going to taste more like whatever weird half and half she's got in the fucking fridge than it will coffee.
That's the goal. That is the goal.
She's got this peppermint mocha shit that smells like a candy cane. And if I can just chug that, I'll take that. So give me F all day long with like a drop of coffee in it. One, I like my steak rare. I cook my steak rare. I also cook my steak how I cook it. I've always liked it that way. I used to be on like three, like a medium, but I'm now rare. I like my steak rare. Toast, I'm at three. I don't like things burnt. Burnt things, for some reason, they don't do it for me. Like, you give me a piece of burnt toast, like that charred taste, I can't do it. It makes me...
So I'm with the burnt. So no, thank you. I like it just before
the burnt. That's a hard line to ride, though, bro.
But I also like, you know, I put it in there for like a minute and I'll still be good. But I want the crunch, because the way I do it, right, is as soon as it comes out the toaster, it's fucking piping hot. That's when I put the butter on, because it'll soften up faster because of the heat, and then. But however crunchy you have the toast, it's still going to soften up the center, but you still got the crunchy edges.
Fair. That's fair. Fair. I just can't do that burnt. And I understand what you're saying. And I agree with you, like that if you can ride that line, that's cool. But it's just that one time where you don't, and you bite in that one corner and it's just that burnt charred match. It's like you're eating a lit used match in your mouth. It's just, I can't do it.
Yeah. I'm agreeing.
Yes. So mine's a one and a three, and then, yeah, as much fucking half and half as I can get in that motherfucker, because I'm not trying to taste it. Now, I will say this. You motherfuckers that do that A for your coffee, that straight black, just give me black coffee, what, you need help. You need to go see somebody. Who hurt you? Who hurt you? Seriously.
Yeah, like, why? Like, come on. Like,
I view black coffee like I do most beer, or like the IPAs. Like, you know it doesn't taste good. Stop lying to people. I drink my coffee black. Shut the fuck up. No, you don't. If you do, go seek help.
Yeah. So, to move past that, because I'm hungry, so if we stay on food any longer.
You should have been like me and ate on the pre-show.
I didn't have time. I got yelled at. I just want to state. Reacting to text messages instead of responding to them is fucking lazy.
What?
I don't think it should ever been a thing implemented. I don't know if Android users can do it, but on iPhones, at minimum, you can react. You can thumbs up, haha, whatever. Just like it's a fucking social media. That should not be a thing.
You can do that on Android.
It's so lazy.
Annoying.
It's my opinion, and honestly, I think it stems significantly farther than just an opinion and should be a factual statement. It's the equivalent to responding with a haha or an LOL or an okay. It is lazy, it is not creative, and it shows who you are as a person.
I've always been a fan of the statement that's like, if I send you a paragraph to read and you reply with KK, yeah. Have a shit day.
Yeah, like, I don't want to talk to you anymore. Like, I really don't. Like, if you don't have any, like, if we're going over plans for something that we're doing, right, and I spew out a bunch of details on, you know, what we're going to do, just like if we're getting ready for the podcast, and your response is okay, that's different, because you're just confirming that you understood what I said. That is different.
Even if I don't.
But if we're having a conversation, and I like to get real creative with my conversations, because I enjoy a great one. If I just said a bunch of really good shit, right, and your response to me is LOL.
Yep.
I don't want to fucking talk to you anymore. I'm not responding to that, because just because your brain didn't possess any sort of capacity to come up with any words to respond other than LOL or okay or haha, I am not about to dig deep within the depths of my brain and spew out the energy that I need to fucking change the conversational topic because you didn't want to go any further. Like, I'm not going out of my way. So
no,
our conversation is over at that point.
I agree with you because we've always said, but I think me and you have both said this. You got to be able to hold a conversation.
Yeah.
Like, at least like have something to contribute to the conversation, or
I'm done. Like, I'm not saying you need to get all fucking philosophical or you need to be the most creative person in the entire world. I'm not.
That, no, contribute, though.
Yeah, yeah. Just something. Something, bro. Something. Just turn a couple extra cells on that you've been, like, storing throughout the week within your brain, and just something. Not, like, hey, like, oh, my God. I can understand, you know, if people don't have the time to respond because they're in the middle of something. Then respond when you can. That's one thing.
No, but you know what, though? It doesn't even hurt if you're in the middle of something to just be like, yo, I'm in the middle of something, I'm going to hit you back later. And then come back later with whatever you got.
Yeah, like if you can't respond the way you want to respond right there, it's okay to say that you can't and then get to it later.
Let you know that.
And that is, she doesn't always do it, but she does do it. If she needs to dig deep to respond, and she wants to, but she can't because she's in the middle of something, she will let me know that more times than not. And I appreciate that. It's so simple.
It takes seconds.
It takes seconds.
I got you. So you were talking about turning on some extra brain cells, but after tomorrow, I'm turning a bunch of brain cells off because, I got 2 days left before I'm sitting on a campsite and having some fun. I'm loading up the RV. I got to work tomorrow, which sucks because I should have taken tomorrow off too. But I work tomorrow, and then we're leaving Tuesday, and we're going hitting the campsite. We got to check-ins at 3. I'm going to show up. I'm going to back that camper in. We're going to put the awning out, and I'm going to grab me a beer, and it is Hakuna Matata.
Jason?
Yeah?
Who?
Oh, don't you even. Everybody cares about this. No. You give a shit, too, because you've stated multiple times you want to go. So, who? Yeah, you. That's who. You.
Who fucking asked about your fucking camping exploration you're about to do?
You did, because you wanted to go.
That's beside the point.
Speaking of
explorations, while it's still spoken about a lot, let's talk about just briefly, the whole Titanic expedition. So hear me out, right? People are making a lot of jokes, and you know, I don't think there's a lot of people on this earth that like wouldn't want to actually do something like that. Like, they can, people can make the jokes, but I would want to, I would want to do it. Now, I would definitely not put myself in a sketchy ass situation, based on, you know. All they had to do was do a little bit of research on this company that they rented the submersible from, and they would have thought twice. Now, I would do my research and find credible sources that can get me there, because they do exist. Because there is this, whatever the fucking one dude's name is, he's been down there many times.
James Cameron.
Yeah, James Cameron. Okay, I would want to find James Cameron or something similar to that. And go down there. I would do my research first, but I would fucking do it. I would do it, bro.
So you're saying you would do it, given that it was a safe experience, and you guaranteed you right? Okay.
Well, you can't guarantee, but I would do my research to make sure I deal with a significantly more credible company
than what they went with. That's why I wouldn't do it, though, because there's no guarantees in life. And I already...
Yeah, everything you do is a gamble.
I'm not an ocean goer. Like, I'm not real big on the water. I'll swim at the ocean,
but you won't be in the water. You will be surrounded by the water.
But here's the thing. And obviously, you know, all jokes aside, RIP, you know, to the friends and family and all that. But the second you tell me we're going to bolt you into this thing... No, the fuck you're not. No, you're not.
So there was a tweet that Mr. Beast put out. I'm like 99% sure it was fake, but he had put a tweet out saying that he got a text message saying, "Hey, a group of us, we're good. We're going to go down and see the Titanic. You want to come?" And he like disagreed. He didn't want to go. And he was like, "I almost could have been on that." I'm pretty sure that fucking text was just fake and clickbait to, you know, get his name out there. But when I was talking to Cujo and them, one of his friends made a really good joke. And he said, "Matt, it's not about the people that died. It's about Mr. Beast." He was like, imagine the lost footage that would have happened with the Mr. Beast video. And they'd be like, "Yo, I'll give you $1,000. You open that door right now."
Oh my God.
That's how that video would go. And then it'd end.
There's a couple things that were red flags. The biggest one to me, based on what I was reading, is that they knew that the submersible wasn't up to snuff, up to standards.
Not even remotely.
When the person asked, "Hey, who are we going to get to certify this to go that deep?" They fired that person. Wait, what?
Yeah, that thing was like, not rated to even remotely go to those depths.
That questioned it, they fired him. Like, wait, what?
was like, it was built out of materials that was no longer certified to be used for planes.
Right. Much less the pressure of
DC. Right. Yeah, there's the whole that's why I say I would have done my research a little bit.
Right. James Cameron, the guy you were talking about, the one he went down in, they said it was rated for 3 times the pressure of where they were going to be at. And in that situation, overkill is not a bad thing.
I would definitely do it though. 100%. I would love to go down there.
I agree with you that if there was a safe, like tried and true method, like, "Hey, we do this every Tuesday and Thursday, you know, 10 years since our last incident." Yes, I would do it because it's a once in a lifetime experience. But that being said, motherfucker, the History Channel's got it all the time. They're playing shows all the time on Titanic. So
not the
I
same. Feel
like I could sit on. No, but I'll suffice. I will sit on my couch like a Fritos.
That's cool. I would do it. But I love the water. I'm a fish. It would be really cool to explore that sort of depth, something I've never done. That would be cool. Mm-hmm. If I had like a bunch of money, what do you want to do today? I don't know. I don't really have any plans. You got $250,000 you can blow.
Let's see the Titanic.
Yeah, sure. Let's go see the Titanic. But first, let's read some Yelp reviews.
So I'm not doubting the cool factor. The cool factor's there, but the sketchiness.
Yeah, all they had to do was just look that company up and they would have just instantly not even made that decision.
And don't you suffer from anxiety a little bit?
Oh, every time I fucking open my eyes.
Right. So how are you going to be that far down and stave off a panic attack when you hear a weird creak?
I don't have panic attacks.
You just have anxiety.
Well, you might
have your first one at the bottom of the ocean.
So I do have panic attacks, right? Because I do have severe anxiety, but I don't have panic attacks to the point where like it affects everything that I'm doing. Because I spent a long time like trying to just be in control of it.
You ain't never been in a tuna can before.
I'm not going to be able to stop my hand from shaking. I'm not going to be able to stop my let my legs from tapping. But like I'm still mentally going to be aware and, you know.
No, I got you. No, it's fair. It's just, you know, like I said, the cool factor's there. Not for me. I'm good. I'll pass.
That's cool.
I'll pass.
Speaking of passing, let's... That was actually not a pun intended for the people of Titanic. Though. I did not...
Quality work.
Because, like, I don't want to make jokes about these people.
No, I haven't.
But... Well, shit, what did Zsa Zsa say last night? He said...
Oh, Lord.
Oh, no.
This is going to be fucked up.
He said... I didn't understand what he said at first until he explained a little more. He said, "Nothing good ever comes before the butt." So my brain instantly thought that was some sort of sexual reference, but... he said nothing good ever comes before a butt. And, you know, he started giving examples. It's like, I love you,
but
so,
oh, you mean no, nothing good ever comes after the butt.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah. I'm dyslexic. Leave me alone.
No, anyway.
Anyway.
Right.
So I don't want to make jokes about these people, but you can't deny that the memes aren't funny.
A lot of them are.
Like, you know, rest in peace to those people. They suffered an unfortunate, fucking traumatic event that their family now has to go through.
The only thing. Okay, good.
So we're not here to make jokes about these people, but there is one that I could not help but just laugh when I read it. It said, the Titanic's up 2-0 when I'm rich, folks. It just rent free. Just rent.
The one that I saw was free. Now, this is recent. Did you see what Cujo put in the?
Yeah. So no, yeah. I know that he put something in there, but I did not look at it.
Honestly,
he was skeptical about putting that there, and he was like, you know what? Fuck it. It's my Discord,
dude. It's actually one of the funnier.
I'm gonna look at it later. I was in voice call with them when he put that in there.
It's pretty good. This is the last thing I'm gonna say about it, and we'll move on. Red flags. We talk about it. You got to be aware of them. You can't just look past them. That Logitech controller. I'm sorry, but as soon as I saw it, look. Amazon reviews are everywhere. They're easy to read. One of the main concerns of that exact controller was that for no random reason, it'll just disconnect and never reconnect. What? That's what you're using at 20,000 feet below?
Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't trust anything wireless.
Thank you.
I just don't.
A PS5 controller with a little fucking micro SD slot would be better. You know, you plug a cable into it at least. But look. We say it all the time. Just look out for the red flags. Just keep your eyes and ears open. They're out there every day. All you got to do is pay attention. You'll see them.
Yeah. So, but speaking of red flags, let's get into the Mount Rushmore, because we're going to have some red flags with this one.
Yeah, we are.
So based on inspiration at work for a comment I made, our Mount Rushmore this week is going to be entirely 100% hypothetical. But so, you meet a genie, and he gives you 4 wishes. What wishes would you put on that Mount Rushmore? And I made it clear to Jason that we are not going to do the what everyone actually would do and wish health on their family and themselves and blah, blah, blah. Right. We all, at emotional value that we possess as humans and love our family, we would wish that. That's not what we're doing. Mm-hmm. We're getting a real fucking creative and selfish with these wishes, okay?
I was already on board.
So I'm going to let you go first.
All right. So the first wish I would have is I can eat whatever I want, and I'll still have the body of, say, someone like Chris Hemsworth of The Rock. Just jacked out of my mind, but I could just eat pizza and fucking cheesesteaks and Chinese food. No matter what I ate, I had a fit body. That's my first wish.
Sweet and sour with your goon.
Oh, dude. Could you imagine if you ate like 10 pounds of sweet and sour chicken, just gorged, and you just woke up and you were just like, body of an Adonis. Let's fucking go.
It's like, you fucking jealous, what? Aren't you, huh? Right?
Yeah. My second wish is I need an infinite, untraceable black card. Just infinite credit. Just, I can buy anything I fucking want. Just fucking swipe it. Swipe it. Charge that motherfucker. Anything I
is
want.
Is it a credit card, or is it tied to an account that has unlimited money? Because, like, do you have to pay it back?
No. That's why I said untraceable. No, I just need an infinite card. Just swipe it. You bought. That's it. Anything I want, just swipe it. Buy it. I would want the ability to read minds. Selfishly, I want to know what people around me are thinking.
No,
I want no.
For me, well, for me, no, because I could like list off like 1,000 reasons why that would be a bad idea.
If you could turn it on and off, I'm okay with it.
Mel Gibson taught us that a long time ago.
Mel Gibson wasn't using it right. He was looking for love.
It doesn't mean that he didn't like some of the times where he. You know,
yeah, true.
What the fuck? What Women Want? That was the movie, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, they remade it for what
I haven't seen
Men Want with Taraji P. peach. Anyway, so my fourth one is I want the ability to pick something and instantly learn everything about it. Any skill I want.
Okay, Mike Frost.
I'm thinking more like the Matrix. Like, I want to learn how to fly a helicopter. I know how to fly a helicopter. Like, I'd like to go fly a plane today.
That's pretty good. That seems like cheating, but that's pretty good.
Selfish.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Anything I want to learn. Dude, bro, I like that book. I read it. Like, it's there.
That inspired me to crack open this energy drink. It is an energy drink. I just didn't want to say the name of it.
No, it's all good. It's all good. But yeah, so the third one is a little cheesy, but I feel like it'd give you a leg up in conversations, being able to know what people are thinking. It's kind of cheesy, but if you use it in the right way, it can work well for you.
All right, I'll give you one reason after this why I would not choose that.
Okay, yeah.
No. Let's get yours over. Was that four?
No, that was four. That was four.
Oh my God! Yeah. See, you can come up with 30 more, can't you?
Yeah. But the selfish ones are just like, I was thinking like, I want to be a fat fucker and still wake up like, yeah, bitch.
So the reason I wouldn't want to read minds, I guess maybe in the wish, you would probably have to get real specific in the contract when you did it. Cause like, so I know what it feels like on a daily basis to have to deal with my own thoughts. And how overcrowded my subconscious can be and overwhelming it can be.
That's fair.
Add on every single other person that you come in contact with. You would have to come up with something in the wish to be real specific.
Turn it on.
Yeah. Yeah.
So here's the other problem. When you say like a genie that grants you wishes, we got to think like Aladdin, not Bedazzled. There's a difference between like I'll grant you.
Well, so for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction, right? Or is it equal or opposite?
Every action, there's equals and opposite reaction.
Yeah. There's always the fine print. And because genies don't exist, technically both could exist.
Right, correct. So that's mine. So eat whatever you want, body of a god, fucking unlimited money, buy whatever you want, read people's minds, and I'm like a sim, auto skill.
So
just learn it, click it, learn it.
So as good as those are, though, not to be disrespectful, but...
Mm-hmm. No disrespect, but all disrespect. Go ahead.
They were pretty run-of-the-mill standard wishes that most people would wish for.
That's fine.
I'm about to explain to you why I was specific on the get real creative.
Oh, Lord. Because you about to say some real wacky ass shit.
My first wish. Okay. I was at work cleaning up after adults that just put shit back in the wrong fucking spots. And it was annoying. And I said, man, if I had a genie, my first wish would be that anyone that ever even remotely thinks in their fucking brain to do this instantly, IBS, shits their pants. First wish, 100%. Go ahead. Pick that up. Oh, you better put it back in the right spot, because if not, guess what? You're going to be cleaning up after yourself while I'm cleaning up after what you just fucked up, okay?
Maybe entertaining.
Shit your fucking pants. Sit down in your shit.
Second wish.
It comes along the lines of the food one for you. I want the ability to be able to eat whatever, whenever, but I also want the ability to change my body whenever I want. So I eat 35 pounds of sweet and sour chicken. I want the ability afterward to choose if I gain or lose weight or stay the same. Mm. And I say this because I'm fat. I've been a hefty dude my whole life. I mean, there's muscles here, but it's covered in fat. And so many times, in tight spaces, when someone's trying to slide past me, and I'm like, well, listen, I can only think so skinny. You know, you're going to have to make it work because we both can't fit through here. I would like to be able to change my body on a whim. So if I need to get in a tight space. But also, eat whatever the fuck I want because I get the choice to choose my body.
Because we're fat people.
Whenever. So they ties into yours. So I can eat 35 pounds of sweet sour chicken and I can be like, you know, I don't want to lose weight. I'm staying the same. Or I don't want to gain weight. Staying the same. Or I want to gain weight, you know? Maybe I need to bulk up for a fucking sumo match. You never know. A sumo match could happen on the random street corner.
I could hack it happen in a random grocery store, depending on you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I want that.
I got you.
Now, as far as the money thing, I'm with you on that.
Right.
But I don't want a card. I could lose that. Someone else gets a fucking hands on it. Well, now they have all my money. I want the ability that whenever I need money to spit it out of my mouth.
Just manifest it.
Yeah. So like it's like, I need $20. Blech! Spit it out. Because that is a great conversation starter with a woman. She'll think I'm a magician, but realistically, you know?
Real quick. Hey, baby. Why don't I put my money where my mouth is?
Yeah. Yeah. See the puns.
I like that. That's actually not bad. Till you choke on your own money.
Nah, I'd have to put it in the bylaws. I'd have to put it in the bylaws. I have no gag reflex. Well, because I've never put anything deep in my mouth. I don't know. Actually, no. I do have a gag reflex. I can't even swallow like big pills. I have to break them in half. Meanwhile, one of my exes, one time, you know, all right, we're just going to sidetrack just for a moment. She said,
I think you should.
She said, I don't have a gag reflex. And I was like, oh, you don't? She said, no, here, I'll show you. She takes her fucking debit card and shoves it down her throat. And for so many reasons, I had to say, you shouldn't have done that. She said, why? I said, well, because one, you're not the only one that's ever touched that. That's a lot of germs you just put in your mouth. I appreciate the visual reference, but I had to quickly tell her, you shouldn't have done that. But on a whim, she just goes, here, I'll show you. Just,
what, a debit card? Yeah,
she doesn't have a gag reflex, though.
I can think of like three other things probably within arm's reach.
Yeah, you could have just taken your finger.
Right.
Anything.
Any. Really.
But also, I would have suggested, did you wash your hands first?
Yeah, cause, oh, that's the other thing. You talk about spitting money out anytime you
need it. Yeah, you know, a dollar. A
dirty, oh, it's so dirty. Yeah,
not a singular dollar bill in rotation in this country, but maybe even the world, has not been in a stripper's ass crack.
Oh, it's so sad. All right, so you got.
And $100 bills, you know how much cocaine is traces on $100 bills in circulation? Anyway.
So food, money.
Not sure how we got here, but.
Oh, I know. You wanted to talk about an ex that did some freaky, weird shit with a debit card.
She loves when I talk about her, and it was the perfect point to bring her up. Mm-hmm. Anyway, fourth. Actually, I never even thought about a fourth. I like how the two of which, because remember earlier, I was like, I only have one, so I need to think of something. We do have similar ones, but I got real creative.
Shit yourself. Yeah. Food money.
No, not me. The fucking disrespectful adults that don't want to push it back.
Right. The thing is, though, you're going as creative as you want to get. It all boils down to certain things, which
it's all about context.
I love the quote where it's like, money can't buy you happiness. You know who says that? Poor people. Because goddamn if that's not fucking true.
Well,
you know
what? So money is a short term investment in happiness. It's not substantial in the long term of life.
But money can put you in the position you need to be in to get that. Right.
Money is a short term investment in happiness, and it will not be substantial in the long run. Because when it comes to money, and if that's what you're using as your own happiness, you're playing checkers. Mm. Life is a chess game.
Right.
So money's great. We all know it. But it does not, in fact, buy happiness. It merely rents it.
Right.
Tell me I'm wrong.
You're not wrong, but it's how you use the money is the difference.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, it's just how she goes.
All right. You tell me you wouldn't have a big cheese eating fucking grin if I said, hey, man, have $100,000.
I'm not saying that, but when that $100,000's gone, I'm.
No, because you're smart. It's how you use it. You would invest it. You'd be smart enough to do something with it to where you transition that into finding your happiness through it.
But at the end of the day, like, say I invest 20% of it, I put another 20% of it in an IRA account. What the fuck is that?
You know, high yield IRA.
So maybe, so I do 20% on that. I put 10% in like some sort of fucking bond, whatever it is. And then, you know, I keep like 12% for myself as just I can fucking splurge and do whatever the fuck I want with this. And then spend the rest in just stock market or something and hope for the best. Try and
find a way to set yourself
up. That even if I just do end up spending all of the money that I splurged because that's what it was for and didn't actually save any because I'm a dumbass. But that's what it was for. So it got used what it was for. And if the money I put into the stock market fails, I still have a backup plan. So Fair enough. But at the end of the day, money, it only goes so far for the happiness with deep within yourself.
Right. Well, we'll say this. Money can't buy you happiness, but it sure can go a long way to help.
It just rents it.
All right, what you got? You got fourth, or you just want to
I don't know how we got down this rabbit hole. So my fourth,
what we do.
So, all right. I would like the ability to speak any language that I choose at any given moment.
I like that.
But I would also like the ability to create my own language and people understand it if I choose to let them understand. So say you and I need to talk in code real quick. We can, you know, speak some fucking gibberish, but I can turn it on and you can understand me and only you can understand me.
Speaking wingdings.
I think that would be pretty fucking cool.
That would, I mean, Bam Margera made his own language, if you can believe it. He'd be spitting some weird gibberish.
Bam, or are you talking about Don Vito? Because he had his
he had subtitles. No, Bam Margera actually has his own language he made. It's fucking, don't quote me because I don't know exactly what it is, but something weird. He spits some fucking gibberish. He actually says it's a language, but I don't know if I believe him or not.
He was also a raging alcoholic for a long time.
Oh, he's still off his rocker.
He was hospitalized a couple months ago.
No, that was forceful. He got put on a 72-hour psych hold. He got arrested in L.A.
Yeah, no. Like, he was in the hospital for some sort of medical condition.
There's more. They let him go.
I don't remember exactly what it was, but he was in the hospital for something.
Yeah. I got you.
All right, like, he was fighting for his life, hospital.
Yeah. Well, let's move past that. Let's do a little gaming. A little gaming news, because I know you got something to talk about, and I've got something I want to talk about. Do you want to go first? Or you want me to go first?
I mean, I don't really want to talk about it, but I feel like I need to talk about it. So, there's a community-created thing that's actively happening in New World. It's backed by Amazon. They just gave them a server to do this on. It's 900 people. What is it? 9 companies, 100 people per company. It's called the New World League. It's to be some sort of tournament, and it's just bragging rights at the end of the day for like warring. And they did a draft, they did a live 2-day draft for players. But the premise originally, when they stated it, Apple said that he wanted it to be like a draft of like the best players. But then when they actually put it all together and came out with it, they had stated they wanted it to be for players that aren't typically in the war scene, that don't get the ability to be in the war scene, because it's a social fest. That's not what happened. Day one, a little bit more than half of the rosters were picked, and it was all the same fucking names that are in the war scene for the top companies. Like, it was just all the fucking same names. And then
all the top players.
It wasn't until the second day when you started seeing people who names wouldn't typically come up, but there still were a lot of names in the second day of people that would come up. So day one, from what it seemed like, the way they did the picks, day one, so there's 2 rosters for each company, and everyone on the roster has to get 2 wars in. So they're going to have their A team and their B team. And it seemed like that's what day two was, for the most part, was going to be B team rosters. But it was still a lot of names that would have been picked. There were some names. I'm like, you picked them over this person. No, because I say that. So like, I'm glad that some of them did get picked, because they got to at least be in the 1% of people that don't have a name and don't war a lot. But at the same time, if you want to win, and clearly that's what the competitive mindset when it came into the draft, they just want to win. They don't give a fuck about anything else. So staying true to that, which they it was pity. It was saving face when they started picking players like that. That's all it was. I think a lot of them realized we're not doing what we claimed we were going to do. So let's start, let's start, you know, just hoping for the best and picking some random names of like people that don't have names. It was a joke, if I'm honest. And they did not stay true to what they wanted it to be. So like, am I mad that I didn't get picked? No, I didn't think I was going to. I signed up as a tank main, but I had no tank VODs any to send in because I fucking forgot to save them. And so I only had one, I signed up as Bruiser secondary and I only had one recent VOD to send in. And that was like a month and a half ago. So no, I didn't think I was going to get picked, especially since I wanted to tank and there's not, most rosters only run like one, two at best. So I'm not mad about that. I'm more so mad that there is a lot of players that signed up. There were over 1500 players that submitted an application and only 900 are going to get picked. And I can almost guarantee you that the remaining, 600 plus that didn't get picked, they're on the list of what the New World League was supposed to be.
So the ones that didn't get picked were the ones that were supposed to get
picked. Yeah, for the most part. Yeah. So I didn't like how they went about that, and they didn't stay true to what they wanted it to be for the most part. And that, so maybe in the next one they do, but who fucking knows? I don't know. I've played a lot of games with a lot of people that have really big egos, and there's a lot of them in New World for some weird reason. It's like, you're really good at this game, but that's it.
Right.
Like, don't come at me with like these fucking obscure fucking responses because you think you're some fucking hot shit person. So you get to do a bunch of wars on New World. Cool. Don't talk to me like I'm a fucking lesser person than you because of it.
There's a lot of
like that bothers me about that part of the community. It's like, bro, we all play the same fucking game and you're dog shit at pretty much every other game. So just settle it down. Like, you're a small fish in a small pond.
That's one of the problems you run into with like the hierarchy of New World, though, because the way it works, it's a benefit for you to be like that egotistical, like top shit player, because you attract what you are and you end up with a other bunch of hot shit fucking players. And I feel like when bragging rights are on the line, it could have only gone the way that it went.
I knew it was going to, and I called it,
right?
But it doesn't change the fact that it's still so stupid that it went like that. I'm okay if they would have just out of the gate been like, this is how it's going to be. Cause we all knew that's how it was going to
be. Yeah. Be honest about it.
Yeah. Just be upfront about who you are and what you are. But I've preached that plenty of times. Just be upfront. Like, don't try to fucking fool everyone. We can see that you're full of shit. It says a lot about you as a person. And this isn't just for one person. This is for a lot of people.
Stay true to you.
Yeah. I guess they did.
All right. Well, we'll transition into something else from that.
I just wanted to state that, like, you can't just claim something and then go the opposite route and then last second try to save face.
But in this day and age, that happens so often.
I'm not saying it doesn't. I'm just making the statement that it shouldn't be like that.
Nah, yeah, they get right to the finish line, then they try to walk it back a couple steps. Like, oh no, that's not what. Yeah. So my gaming news is Starfield, which is officially going to release in September. I am super excited about this game. As we've stated many times before, I am more of a PvE kind of RPG player. Matt's more of a PvP. He likes playing against people. I don't, because I suck at gaming. It is what it is. We'll move past that. I have played a bunch of like No Man's Sky, Stranded, which I've talked about, very kind of in space, PVE, just RPG games. I'm really looking forward to this game. There's things I'm excited about. There's things that I'm hoping I can be excited about. The downside is this is a Bethesda title, otherwise known as Bugthesda. There are going to be bugs. However, in a report, they have said this game reportedly has less bugs than any of their other launches. Do I believe that? Probably not. I'm not. I'll believe it when I see it. But they have a lot of aspects that I'm looking forward to, one of which is the shipbuilding aspect, which your spaceship is broken up into like 13 different modules, the cabin, the hab, the cockpit, the wings, the different modules, and all of them are customizable shapes, colors, abilities. And I'm really looking forward to it because that's one of the things I didn't like about No Man's Sky is that you could not customize your spaceship. I hated that. This is going to be completely different. One of the other things is for anybody that's played Skyrim, you'll know how really intuitive their create a character screen was. Well, apparently they've taken that to the nth level because they said you can spend hours in the character customization screen.
The what level?
Nth to the power of the nth. It's like an imaginary nth. Yeah, no, I said it right.
If you
can't put an actual number on it, you're like, wow, what power?
You tossed it in there so quickly. It was like, what did you say?
I'm slick with it, man. Yeah, right. The nth. Yeah, there's a tuning shop actually called Nth Moto, NTH. You're like, wait, what the fuck is nth? Right. So anyway, the character customization screen apparently is. They took facial scans of every ethnicity, age, race that they could get from across the planet, and they scanned them all into this. So apparently it's going to be really intuitive as far as like eye color, shape. It's like The Sims at this point, eye color, shape, jaw shape, anything you want. The other really cool thing is there's some kind of, I don't know what to call it. I want to call it AI, but I don't think it's AI. It's voice recognition to where it can pronounce your actual name. So like the guy that created it, he showed a video. He walked onto the ship and it said, "We're all ready to go, Captain Howard." And his last name is Howard. I think that's really cool. If they're actually able to say my last name, oh my God, that'll go so much further to immersing me in.
Is it going to be you type whatever name you want and they'll be able to pronounce it, or is it going to be a select list of names and then they can already pronounce those names?
So I'm not sure yet. They haven't released that particular, and that's why I'm curious about it, because you're right. If it's just the set pre-list, you can find something that's kind of close and go with it.
Yeah, because 2K, NBA 2K, the last one I played was 16, I believe.
Right.
And in that one, you could put your name in, but it was already set, like they already did the pre-voice recordings. I couldn't create a custom name and they pronounced it.
MLB The Show had that, and I found one that was really close to my last name and just picked that one, but it bugged me because you might not be able to tell the difference, but I could, and I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah.
So it's like, if it's something where you can actually type it in and they can like pronounce it, that's going to go so much further. So I'm very excited about the game. I know it's one of the most anticipated releases of this year after it got delayed last year, because for anybody that doesn't know, it's supposed to come out last November, and they made the decision to push it because they said it's not ready yet. Let me be clear, I support that.
Hasn't it been in and out of like alphas and shit for years now?
Oh, 6 years. It's been six years.
If I remember correctly, I'm almost certain that's the game someone came in my chat a couple of years ago, like preaching it, and like they kept showing up every once in a while, just constantly preaching it, trying to get me playing it, get me excited. And I was like, I don't even know what this is.
It could have been. It's been in development for like 6 years. Maybe that was Cyberpunk that they were preaching to you about, because that one was also in.
It was not Cyberpunk. No, I'm almost certain it was Starfield.
Okay, yeah, dude, it might have been me preaching, actually.
No, it wasn't. I'm telling you that someone was kept coming in my chat preaching a game, and like I'm almost certain that's the game.
I got you. So, yeah, so I'm excited for it. I'm not going to pre-order it because I don't believe in pre-ordering. I'm not going to buy the really expensive bundle because I don't have any interest in playing it early. I'm not a streamer. There's no need for me. And
I said I've waited 6 years. I can wait 6 days.
Pretty much, bro. I'm not gonna be the one 5 days early dealing with game breaking bugs. I'm not gonna toss my laptop out the window pissed off, but I am looking forward to that game. I am very much so. So, and I know there's a lot of people that I've talked to that are also excited for it. So we'll see what happens. So that is the gaming news for the week. For the week, because we talked about some gaming stuff last week.
Yeah, briefly.
Yeah, but well, you know, we gotta mix up the topics here and there, you know, things like that.
So there was something I wanted to talk about, but I'm trying to remember. You did the Starfield. Ooh, that hurt. I still have no idea why I put this one topic in there.
Can I ask you about one of your topics you put in though?
Mm-hmm.
Where you said you think you believe in ghosts now?
Yeah, I don't know why I put that.
Okay, I'm curious about that because I believe in ghosts.
I don't.
I believe in paranormal. No.
There was another one where like there was a joke there, but I don't remember. I really need to start fucking putting these things in my notepad.
Yeah, get your notepad.
So
bro.
when I put it in the topic ideas, it doesn't ruin the joke. But I have the notepad to reference back why the fuck I put it in there. That's holy fuck. That's two in there. I'm like, I don't even know why I put that there.
I hear you.
I don't have no idea. So one thing I will talk about is I put a Jason and Rachel, but I spelled both of your names wrong.
Oh, so, she flips on like everybody about that too. So you're gonna get a text message, I promise you.
Yeah, that's fine. So I spell her name. I go out of my way to spell her name wrong all the time. Like I'll spell it in like weird ways, and usually it's different.
Wait. You, the person that gets triggered when I put the wrong there and there on purpose. Well, you're doing
it's funny. But the only reason I do it is because her base name already is spelled like not. I don't want to say weird, but it's different than normal.
Her name is perfect. I'm contractually obligated to say that.
The way she's it's not the way she's supposed to spell it because it's on her birth certificate. Is not the normal way. And that's why I always spell it in a abnormal way. More abnormal than the way her name is spelled.
Absolutely.
Because it's funny. Anyway, yes. I get a message where is it at? So Brandon has stated, I just finished episode 39. I'm a little disappointed that you missed the perfect opportunity to say that Jason has the bone structure of an Australian when he goes down under and sucks your ass. And
that's pretty good, actually.
And I said I would never compare Jason to Australian. That's too disrespectful. And
I'm offended by that.
That was a compliment to you.
Hey, could go either way, actually.
That's how it went. He said touche, and he also said I don't like how voice detect spells Jason. So it spelled your name Jaysen.
Yeah.
So that's why I put that in. And I said it's actually. Oh, so funny that it did, because I say that because I play this mini game of never spelling Rachel's name correctly, and I spelled her name R-A-Y-S-H-E-L-L.
Rachel?
And I said, only because the actual spelling isn't the normal way, I get a kick out of it, and now I have a Jason meme.
That sounds like a crafting ingredient for Skyrim, Rachel.
So then we went on this little tangent after that. He was like, is that how her name's actually spelled? I was like, no, this is how her name's spelled. He said, is that not the normal way? I said, no, it's not the normal
No,
way.
It's not normal. No, it's not. No.
Yes.
I will say this. When I was in elementary school, I did go to school with a kid, and it was Jayson. They put a Y in there for some reason.
Jason.
I did go to school with a kid in elementary school. It was Jason, Jayson. And I've also...
I did.
Weirdly, like different games. I've spelled my name differently just for the shit of it.
I went to elementary school with a kid who had the last name South.
That's interesting. North, South. Yeah, fair enough.
And for the longest time, one of my best friends as an adult, his last name was West.
You need the East.
Well, I've met one East.
There's a rapper named Dave East.
Yeah, no, I would never meet that guy.
No,
but this girl I grew up with, her mom's name. That was the only person I ever met with the last name East. I don't think I've met anyone else. But so far, I've met all the directions.
I've probably met a West. I know a North, obviously. I got to agree. Actually, I don't know that I've ever met a South.
Once.
I don't know.
I did once.
Okay.
All right. What a time to be alive.
What a kind of y'all, really? Hey, look, yeah, you can take that over her. She gonna yell at you. Don't make
speaking
fun
of which, Moist Voicers, Rochelle posted in the Facebook group chat message thing that they're still looking for more songs to add to their playlist for the wedding. So if you have any suggestions you'd like me to toss in there or Jason toss in there, feel free to comment on YouTube and let us know.
Absolutely.
Or message one of us wherever you have the ability to message us. link below.
And we're looking for, you know, marriage, like dance songs, like, you know, quirky, upbeat, you know, have fun dance kind of songs.
A little Jelly Roll, you know, a little 3-6 Mafia.
We already have Jelly Roll, actually.
Yeah.
He's actually...
Just saying,
no, just 3-6. No, we're not doing 3-6 Mafia. No,
come on, you're not trying to slob on the knob.
I know which song,
like Corn on the Cob. You're not trying to check in with me and do your job. You're not trying to lay on the bed and give me head.
Just, no,
come on. I'm rethinking this ring security job. How much am I getting paid for this?
No, not a goddamn penny. You're getting food
pro bono.
Mm-mm. You're being fed and put up for the night because you're staying at my house.
Yeah, you're also cooking bacon.
I am. Keep talking shit. I'm gonna put you out in the camper.
Okay, I'll sleep in the camper.
No, it's not plugged in. There's no air conditioning.
I don't care.
You can sleep in a bunk bed with Alfred.
Alfred has a bunk bed?
No, but no.
Okay, the kids then don't fucking bring it up then.
No, but I'd put him out there with you. You can cuddle him.
Yeah, I'm going to sleep in that bed right there behind you.
You can. I mean, it's up for grabs.
All right, so we did our Mount Rushmore. Oh, so quick, just a real quick, let's talk about it, because I just want to say this. You cannot be incapable of properly accepting compliments and then have the audacity to, like, complain and feel underappreciated when people don't acknowledge you. Like, you just, like, it can't be how it works. That is not only self-sabotage, but it's also an unacceptable amount of entitlement. Like, if you are someone that doesn't understand how to remotely process when someone gives you a compliment and you never know how to respond to it, you never really understand, like, how to actually take it because, like, you don't think they're being serious, you don't feel like you deserve it, blah, 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 whatever, you... in return, cannot complain when people don't do it. When people don't show their appreciation for it. Because if someone has gone out of their way to acknowledge you in your hard work or your loving nature or whatever it is, whether it's work, relationships, friendship, whatever, and like you are just horrible at responding to it and accepting it, and people just either stop doing it or just like slow down on when they're doing it. You can't fucking complain and you can't be upset either. Like, you just can't. That's not how life works. Grow up, sort out your own trauma, build your own self-esteem up because you're the only one that can do it. What did Cat Williams say? How do I affect this?
How do I fuck up how you feel about you, simple bitch?
Build your own self-esteem up. Like, just work through your own shit. And learn how to, like, accept a compliment or just shut the fuck up when people don't give them to you.
So the only thing I'm going to add to that is I do the first part of that. I don't do the second part. I'm horrible at taking compliments. If you tell me I'm doing a good job, I'm like, I'm trying.
That's fine. It's just, it's more so the people that just, when you're like, say you're at work and you're doing a great job, you're going above and beyond, you're doing more than fast and like you're showing initiative. And you are acknowledged for it. And you just, and someone does acknowledge you and you're just like, okay. Like, show some sort of enthusiasm because they didn't have to acknowledge for doing that. Like, they didn't have to. They went out of their way to do it. You know, be grateful. Express gratitude. Simple.
Yeah.
It's so simple.
Gratitude is so,
because like, I promise you that person, they probably didn't even want to do it, but they did it because they saw something spectacular and they let you know of it. Appreciate what the fuck they did. Now, I'm not saying that's always the case because it can be somewhat of a gray area when it comes to stuff like that, but for the most part, like they did technically go out of their way. Show some gratitude. I just wanted to say that because I see too many people just...
No, that's good.
It's not like, it's one thing to not know how to accept compliments and respond to them, but then it's another thing to not know that and then still fucking complain when people stop doing it or just don't do it. Like, that just blows my mind.
Yep. It's so common, though. So common.
Yeah. Anyway, all right, done with that tangent. That's the let's talk about it. Sort through your own shit. Build your self-esteem. Be gracious.
All right, do you want to touch on Suits real quick, or you want to bump that down the road for another episode?
Suits? I fucking love that show, bro. Suits, yeah. If you don't know what Suits is, it came out in 2011, I believe. It is a USA-made show, USA The Network, also the country.
Also USA-made.
So I've seen the clip from the start of the show where he's like doing the little interview and he's like, I can recite anything in that law book. Right. I've seen that clip before. So I was sitting on Netflix the other day. I was at the main menu. I was doing something. I don't remember what. So I hadn't started looking for something to watch yet.
Right.
And when you sit at the Netflix main menu long enough, they'll start suggesting shit.
Oh, scroll. It'll start playing
trailers and stuff. And that came up. And so I'm hearing it. I'm like, okay. So I start looking at it. I'm not only hearing it, I'm watching it now, like the little trailer thing. I'm like, you know what? All right, let's give this a shot. I don't know what to watch. I need something new. Maybe I'll like it. Start watching it. Like, this is okay. Kept watching it. Okay. I liked it. I was like, all right, let's watch another episode. It did take me a little bit to get through the first episode because I kept pausing it because I was like doing shit. And I was like, right. I don't want it to be another show where I've never seen and it's just background noise because I probably won't ever go back to it. But like something caught my eye and I was like, you know what? I wanna watch the show. I want to pay attention to it. So I had to keep pausing it. So it took me a little bit to get through episode one. It wasn't until episode four when I realized why I liked the show so much.
Mm-hmm.
What's my favorite show?
White Collar.
What is Suits? It's the lawyer version of White Collar.
Yeah. I figured it's because like Mike Ross is like who you think you're as smart as, but you're not.
Yeah, so you'd be Harvey, but not as smart as well.
Oh, absolutely.
Because one's empathetic and one's not, and the other one is teaching who they are to the other person, whereas the opposing side is doing the same exact thing.
I'll be Harvey, you be Mike, and you can just fuck right off.
That's actually
why would I fuck off? I just told you were Harvey.
No, you know what? That's actually not a bad analogy. Now that I'm like, if you really put it between the lines and you think about it, it's pretty close, actually.
Yeah.
I'm very apathetic. I'm an asshole, but I'm upfront about the fact that I'm an asshole.
And yeah, you are forward, straight to the point, and don't really spare people's feelings.
No, I can't afford to.
Where
I don't have the energy.
Whereas, like, Mike, aka me, is a lot more methodic when it comes to how he goes about expressing to other people. Because he feels the emotion in everyone.
True. Good analogy. I like it. All right, cool. All right.
So let's move on.
Oh, go ahead. You got something else?
For those that haven't watched the show, and if you would like to, and if this piques your interest, I'm only like eight or nine episodes in. I'm going to give you the baseline for what the show is. Mike Ross is a really smart person. But to the extent of his intelligence is he has an eidetic memory. So he can see things, read them, remember everything that he saw and read, but also understand it right away. Why that is limited? So he cons his way into being a lawyer, said he went to Harvard. This big law firm only hires from Harvard. They set up some sort of deal when they first met to one helps the other one. You know, they keep the secret that he does have a law degree, right? Like he actually does. He just never graduated from. Didn't he pass the bar?
No.
Okay. Anyway, so they're faking this whole thing, but he's trying to learn how to be a lawyer. So Harvey gets promoted to senior associate. He gets an associate, Mike. That's his assistant. So they go on this journey in the law world in New York, constantly just making the world better, but like getting real fucking creative with it.
They're real shady about how they do it.
Yeah, to an extent. Yeah. But so like Mike is he fucked up his life long ago because of the people he was around. And like even he said in the first episode, like he spent a long time trying to get back to where he was because he's really smart. He could have gone far, but he never applied himself. His grandmother had stated that for him. She said, I want you to, for once, live up to your potential. And so that's the baseline for it. But it, they do a lot of shenanigans. The princess or the duchess or whatever, one of the dudes, whatever his name is, Prince Harry. No, not Harry. One of the princes married one of the chicks from the show.
It was Harry.
Yeah. Rachel. Her character's name was Rachel. Meghan Markle. Yeah. Yeah. She was in the show. She's not a main character, but she's more than a side character.
She's in between.
At least at the start. I don't know how far that progresses, but
I'm not going to spoil anything for you.
Yeah, please don't.
I'm 8 seasons in.
Yeah, but there is 8 seasons. I like the show, and I'm going to continue watching it.
I'm so happy for you. I'm very happy for it. It's a great show.
I'm slowly progressing through it right now. I want to sit there and binge, but when I'm watching it, I keep getting distracted with something, and I have to pause because I don't want to miss anything.
Right.
But I'm getting there. I fucking like it. Yo, Saiku has been fucking... So we had a conversation the other day. He was talking about the show, and I was like, "What? What do you mean? I started watching that show." So we accidentally started watching the show around the same time. The difference, he's like about to be, if not already, on season 5. He's been binging the fuck out of it while he's at work.
I've never been a fan of binging like that because I feel like if you have too many like plot lines going on at once, you lose all of them trying to remember each one. I had that problem with Game of Thrones when I first started watching it. I binged the first like 2 seasons, like within a week. And there's so much going on. I kept, when they did the callbacks, I kept forgetting about it. Like, oh yeah, that happened in like episode 3, like way back there. I'm on episode 8 and I done forgot, you know, I lost the plot. So I try not to binge because
wouldn't binging be good for that because you're absorbing the information?
If there's like 3 different plots going on in one show, episode to episode, trying to keep track of 3 different timelines throws you off.
Well, so the way I'd look at it is that like if you spend a bunch of time in between watching that, wouldn't you also lose track because like time has gone by since you first watched it, so you forget things?
There's a fine line you've got to ride. If you watch too many episodes at once, you start forgetting like little details of certain plot lines.
Not for me.
I had to limit myself to like 2 episodes a night just to try and... Well, Game of Thrones also had a lot going on.
Well, for me, it's better for me to watch it back to back because if I let time go in between, I'm going to fucking forget.
Right.
But like while it's all happening, I can absorb it all.
All right, well, we're a little bit different that way. I have to limit myself. I can't take too much information in at one time. You know, golden retriever. I'm a little bit dumb. You know how it is.
Golden retriever, little dumb.
All right, now we're going to move on.
Real quick before we wrap up, we have the Urban Dictionary Words of the Week.
Yes, sir. So I'm going to pull those up on my phone because they are quite hilarious. some of them are... There's some good ones this week. Some of them are... There's a couple funny ones. So the first one is L-O-L-E-T-H, Loleth. And that is the medieval version of LOL. So
yeah, I gathered that. Yeah.
I Loleth at you, sir.
Loleth.
The next one is U-R-O, which is in fact a... Really? I'm blanking on the name? Acronym. Jesus Christ. Yeah, I'm having a moment right now. I apologize for that. So URO is unidentified rectal object. So it is whatever the aliens probed you with.
Oh, the prison pocket.
Oh, the prison pocket. Oh, yes, the prison pocket. The next one is irresistible. E-E-R-I-E. Irresistible. So this is what adrenaline junkies find like a haunted house or a weird tunnel that they're not supposed to fucking go down or some weird hole in the ground that you're not supposed to spelunk.
That's the adrenaline. Titanic.
Right. You know?
Anyway.
It's a callback. Anyway, it's the adrenaline rush that they get. They cannot resist creeping through some weird fucked up tunnel or some abandoned fucking house, possibly hurting or killing themselves. The next one is the face kini, which this one was weird. It was invented by some weird guy. I'm not even going to try and pronounce his name. The face kini is the same thing as a ski mask. It's just a mask for your face designed for swimmers and beachgoers, which covers the head and reveals only the eyes, nose, and mouth. So it's basically if you had a latex skin-tight ski mask and decided to go swimming. And I've never seen one of these, but I promise you, the first time I do, I'm going to have some jokes to make because I don't know, dude. And then the last one is butt broken. An inappropriately strong or misdirected feeling of disappointment. Closely related to butt hurt, but was with much less aggressive indignation. So, you know, your butt hurt when somebody roasts you and clowns you and you get all upset about it. Butt broken is when somebody makes a joke and you're just a little bit depressed about it. Yeah.
Okay.
Nah. It's a...
Butt broken. Got it.
Yeah, butt broken. Eh, hey, man. As I said, some of them are good. You know, look, we had a couple good ones in there. You know, that's okay. You can lull at my selection this week.
The URO got me.
Yeah, the URO was pretty strong. All right, and then as a follow-up to that, we always do the 90s sitcom.
Let's not do that this week.
You don't want to do that?
We're running long.
All right, well, I'll save it for next week.
Yeah, save it for next week.
All right.
So I wanted to say, everyone, Moist Voicers, thank you for showing up for episode 40. We hope you had a good time. We appreciate you listening. Fun little thing we're going to do. Okay. We're going to finally try to settle this fan favorite. Okay. If you're listening to this on one of our apps, one of the apps that across the board that it's on, come on YouTube. If you're listening from YouTube, you're already here. Comment below either my name or Jason's name on who you vote to be the fan favorite. Okay. We're doing an official vote. We need all hands on deck to put this through because we have a little wager.
Then there is going to be a reward that we're not going to tell you about until next week.
We are going to record next Sunday on whatever date that is. And so all votes, you have until Saturday night, which is, what's the date? You have until the 8th. We have until July 8th to get your votes in. At midnight when it hits Sunday. That's when I will stop looking and calculating all the votes. Then we're going to find out who you voted for as the fan favorite. Winner, the winner on the following episode when we record.
I wouldn't tell them what it is yet. I'd let it be a surprise.
No, I feel like they need to know what the wager is. It's incentive.
It is, but I feel like it'd be a good surprise.
I think you're misunderstanding the psychological value of the wager to incentivize people to vote. Because if they like me more, like you more, they're going to want this. They're going to want it.
Yeah, you're right. You are right about that.
So the wager, now it's all good and fun. It's all good fun.
Yeah.
The wager is that whoever does win during the next episode when we're recording at any time, they can just stop the conversation and say, you know, feeling a little down today. Can you give me a compliment? And the other person has to respond with, you're the fan favorite. That's the wager.
Oh, and it's going to be so funny and so bad.
I am excited for it either way. Cause it's one, it's good content. And two, if I win, Moist Voicers, if I win, you know, I'm going to utilize it properly.
Properly, we're both gonna use a lot of
problems. Yeah.
First off, we already know, and before anybody tries, no, you may not vote for Alfred.
Yeah,
it's gotta be me or Matt.
Yeah, one or the other. All right, but on that note, I appreciate everyone listening. You can find all of my personal links in the description below, Linktree, North Star TV. But you can also find the link for the podcast on YouTube if you're listening from the apps. You can find the link for the podcast on Buzzsprout. Shows you all the apps are on. Description, blah, blah, blah. The Patreon's there. If you want to give us money, we appreciate you. We're going to sort out some more incentives for the Patreon donations and stuff. I'm going to redo the pricing for it. I think it's way too high for some things. Add more stuff to it. Throughout this week, I'm going to try and sort out all of that while Jason's on his vacation camping. Anyway, my name is North Star TV. You can find me on North Star TV on all social platforms, just North Star on Twitch. I appreciate you coming out. Thank you.
I am Jason, Shades of Idiocy. We appreciate you guys watching. Keep coming back. Tell everybody about it, and we're glad to have you. Vote for me.
Vote for me. Real quick before we go. So I started doing something. I forgot to tell you about it. It's actually pretty big. So, you know, eBay Motors, right? So I started saving a little bit of money, and I've been buying like used vehicles.
Yeah.
Like dirt fucking cheap. And one of my friends has been helping me, you know, polish up the outsides, make sure to tune up stuff like that. And we've got a little partnership going. We've been selling them on eBay. And bro, yeah. So we got this SUV what's today? Today is Sunday. I think it was Thursday. Yeah. Had 24s on it. It's like a 2004. Bro, it should have gone for way more money than what we paid. Bro, I'm probably gonna quadruple my money on this thing. We just need to spice it. It's a Chevy SUV. It's not a Tahoe.
Suburban?
No, it's not a Suburban. What the fuck is the other fucking SUV? The Chevy, like common, big.
Equinox?
No, older.
Oh, Suburban, Tahoe,
Chevy. It's like the XL ones that are usually pretty big. What the fuck is it called? Yeah, Yukon, suck on my ass, Jason.